Chavos Halvav Shir, Tuesday night, or Chavov Cheshvan. We're moving to Perek Ches in Shar HaTeshuvah. Omar says the Chavos Halvavos. Interesting question. Avalemiya Hashav Shokol Kamo HaTzadik. Who's on a higher level? Can the Baal Tshuva be equal to the person who never sinned? Omar, I will tell you that there are there's three types, three classifications. Kiyesh min hashovim shehu shokol achrei hatshuva k'tzadik asher lo chata, u'meihem mi she'oleh al hatzadik. So sometimes he's the same as the tzadik asher lo that never sinned. Sometimes he's on a higher madrega than the tzadik who never sinned. U'meihem mi she'tzadik olo olav v'yafal pi she'shov. The tzaddik's on a higher madrega. Now, the Chaim Salvovitz is not going to talk about the quality of the tshuva. That's not the difference. The premise is in all three that he did tshuva shlema, that he followed all the requirements and all the ideas and the machshavos. All the things that tshuva requires, he did fully. And, you know, this is something maybe we don't think about. Maybe we don't think about it enough. And that is, it's going to depend on the severity of the iser. And we don't pay much attention to it, perhaps, because we don't have a bezdin, and no one's giving onshin, and kores we don't see, and mrs. bezdin, malchus, like it's sort of not nogeya, so everything is sort of the same. Like, you know, eating a piece of chazer and eating on Yom Kippur is like sort of the same, and chazer sort of feels worse even, maybe. I don't know, maybe Yom Kippur was a bad example. Chalev, you know, but one's chorus and one's not. So, and it's a real difference. It's in the spiritual world, there's a real difference. We explained, right. In the last parak, that the severity, there is an objective spiritual there's objective spiritual problems when you do an iser. It's not just that you're not listening to Hashem. If you're not listening to Hashem, then the more severe punishments that show up for an aseh, for a los aseh with malchus, a los aseh of kores, a los aseh of Mrs. Bezdin, would be like this. Hashem doesn't care, Hashem minds, but he doesn't mind all that much. And then the severity would reflect how much he cares, which is wrong and absurd. You're not going to violate Hashem's will. Like on that level of what the Aveira represents, everything's taka the same. The difference of Chomer, when you talk about you didn't do an Aseh, that's the least Chomer. And you did a lav, that's more chomer. And there's different types of lavim, and they go along the spectrum until kores and mrs. bezdin. They are reflections of the spiritual reality, that one takes you further from Hashem than the other does. We don't know why, maybe. Not maybe, we don't know why, but eating chalev and eating chametz on Pesach puts up more of a spiritual block and you're connecting to Hashem and to Ruchnius than eating Chazer does. You know, it does, that's all. And how do we know that? Because Chazer is only a plain lav, and eating Chametz on Pesach or eating Chalev is a Kares. So you see, it's worse. Now, again, in terms of listening to Hashem, they're the same. You didn't listen to Hashem. So the Chavis Aldovis is going to say as follows. Ubira Chalek HaRishon, who the first category, where if the tshuva, you're as good, the tshuva got you mechila, and now you're on the same footing as someone who never sinned, is by an aseh. If you didn't do an aseh, so shemhoya hachet shelo kiyei mitzvah aseh she'em ba kores, because kores is already bad. But remember, there are only two mitzvahs aseis that have kares. Mila of an adult. milah of an adult, and even that, according to the Rambam, it's only like once you die, and you still have not been mal. But that's a machlekes Rambam Ravid, when the chorus of milah kicks in. Does it kick in once you're 13, or does it kick in when you die and you have not ever had a bris? Okay, and Karban Pesach. If you don't bring a Karban Pesach, it's chorus. So those are the only two assays that have kares. So in your normal assay, you don't put on tefillin. You wear a four-cornered beggar without tzitzis. You don't take a lulav. You don't sit in a sukkah. Remember, remember way back when, in the beginning of Shar HaTshuva, when he said the Hakdama, he made that chilik between not doing an assay. No, it's in Perek Rishon. In Perek Rishon, he says, when you don't do an assay, so you do tshuva and you determine to do it, and that's like on one level, but if you do a lav, then it's like you're eating bad food, you're eating poison, you've poisoned your body, you've poisoned your neshama. You didn't poison your neshama, he basically says in Perek Aleph. Your neshama's not poisoned when you don't do an asay. You're flawed, you didn't do what you're supposed to do. So it's the tshuva, the way to do tshuva is just with the determination to do it, and Hashem's mochel you. And so now he's saying a big chiddush in Perek Shmini. He's saying that now you're on the same footing. Not doing an, you know, there he taka described someone who's like, there's no tumor, you didn't inject spiritual poison into your system, you just didn't go anywhere. Like, you're on a treadmill, you didn't go anywhere. You didn't do the assay. You didn't advance. Now, obviously you did something wrong, because Hashem said you're supposed to put on tefillin. You're supposed to take a lulav, and so you violated Hashem's will, so it's an aveira, and you get punished. You don't get punished in Lamata ala Oretz. There's no punishment in the Torah for an assay, but in Beis Hashomayla you get punished. It's an aveira. It's a sin. You went against the will of Hashem, you violated Hashem's will, but it's just less severe. I mean, throughout Shas, we have the lack of doing an assay is less severe than the doing of a lav.
Why would we actually call that less severe? Couldn't it be actually more severe?
It is,
because you're getting punished in Shemakim.
But it is all over Shas, not doing an assay is assumed to be less severe.
I think he's asking the onesh. Isn't an onesh ben shemayim worse than an onesh
ben yadam? No. You see, the most severe, we consider the most severe lavim the ones that have misos bezdin. Now, I don't think it's more severe because it's misos bezdin, but we assume that misos bezdin is a reflection of the most severe. When we actually go and kill you, if we actually go and kill a person, the Gemara throughout Shas, the Gemara considers that a reflection of the utmost severity, even more than a lav of kares without Mises Bezdin. A lav of Mises Bezdin throughout Shas is considered to be more chomer than a lav of just kares. Now, kares should be the pits, like kares of the nefesh, of the neshama, but yet you could, now not Mises Bezdin without kares. There are a few Mises Bezdins without kares, that's not so clear. I think maybe Makalel Maka over Veimo is Mises Bezdin without kares, and Gone Vishu Macharo is Mises Bezdin without kares. It's like two or three or four Mises Bezdins without kares. That I'm not sure about. Akabonim, the point of the Chavis Haldovas, and it's really what he said in the Hakdama too, and it's really reflected, as I said, throughout Shas. Not doing an assay is an aveira, of course, but it's the least severe. You haven't injected poison into your system. It's like a person didn't eat healthy, but he didn't eat things that are bad for him, right? So he didn't get the nutrients he needs, so he's run down, and he's not performing at peak. He didn't get the nutrients he needs, but he didn't eat salty foods, or whatever. He didn't eat unhealthy things. He just didn't eat healthily. That would be the equivalent of not doing an assay. And the Chavis Haldovas says, therefore, when you do tshuva, and you rectify the fact that you went one-on-one with Hashem, that you violated Hashem's will, so you do the proper tshuva, and it's not easy. I don't want to gloss over it. The last seven prokim did not set out an easy way of doing tshuva. It's deep, and it's really, it needs a lot of reflection, etc., etc. But once you've done that, you're the same. You're the same place as the tzaddik gomer. That's his chiddush, because your body is not filled with toxins. Your body is not filled with toxins. So once you've rectified the sin through tshuva, you've achieved mechila for the avera. So you're on the same level as the tzaddik. That's category one. Okay, we'll stop here. The most interesting is category two. Category two is about tshuvas on a higher madrega than the person that never sinned. His three categories?
I'm saying, it's the Gemara that says that.
Malcolm Shabbali Tshuva, yeah, but nobody knows what to do with that Gemara. He's making it into categories.